Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com. Upwork.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the news on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. This bulletin is also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi. Affiliates across the country and around the world at myjoyonline.com. Coming up, a special police task force intercepts 4 excavators linked to illegal mining activities near Samraboy in the Western region. 2 of the machines were reportedly being escorted by armed men believed to be military personnel. We'll have an update coming up. Also coming up, who to blame? MPP Communications Director attributes recent financial losses of the Electricity Company of Ghana to unfavorable power purchase agreements signed by the previous NDC government.
We signed a power purchase agreement where we agree with people that we would provide them fuel, which is not to be recovered in terms of the pricing. I mean, I don't know who does that. It's sinful.
Also in the news. Ghanaian high life artist Dada Kweku Diaw, popularly known as Dada KD, has passed away. We'll have more on that later. My name is Daryl Kwa. Thanks for joining us, everyone. In our first story this afternoon, a special police task force has intercepted 4 excavators linked to illegal mining activities near Samraboy in the Western region. 2 of the machines were reportedly being escorted by armed men believed to be military personnel. The operation followed credible intelligence about the suspicious movement of heavy-duty mining equipment in the area. Joining us is Erastus Asaridonko, joins me on phone with the latest. Erastus, what more can you tell us about this latest incident?
Well, Daryl, so this onslaught on illegal mining site within the Samraboy Asankagwa area has been going on for some time. Even as the IGP sets his eye in that particular area of Ghana, a number of people are still trying to go into the various forests to try to mine illegally. And so 9 suspects were arrested at the weekend at a place called Akani, in the Asankagwa area, and the police did a swoop over there. They took quite a number of equipment, 2 gold detectors, 4 power generators, 11 pumping machines, 1 motorbike, and arrested 9 persons in connection with that. Now, yesterday, they've also arrested a number of people and have been able to intercept 4 excavators, and they were being escorted by people believed to be military men. But I'm told that when the police interrogated them, they said they had no involvement in the illegal mining that was going on. But the police say they are still investigating them.
Yes. So what is the current status of the excavators? What do you know about what's going to happen to the suspects?
Well, we are told that so far, the over 200 excavators that have been seized in the Samraboy enclave have been put to a pool of excavators in a particular camp and in the custody of the Ghana Police Service. I am told that all the suspects that have been arrested, some of them have started attending court, that prosecutions have begun, and in due course, all these people will be arraigned before court.
And Erastus, any word from the task force on what this means for them going forward in terms of the operations?
Well, I'm told by them that it means that they have to sustain the efforts within the Samraboy enclave. If you remember, that area, together with the it hosts a number of forest reserves. For example, the Tano Nimre, the Tano Anya, all in the Enche Samraboy area. And so the fact that more people are still entering illegally despite their presence means that they need to sustain that effort, and they are going to be based there for some time before they move on to other areas.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Erastus Asaridonko, with the latest on the fight against illegal mining. A special police task force has intercepted 4 excavators linked to illegal mining activities near Samraboy in the Western region. 9 arrests made, as Erastus has reported. Now, moving on to other news, Director of Communications for the opposition New Patriotic Party, Richard Ahiagba, has attributed the recent financial losses of the Electricity Company of Ghana to what he describes as egregious inefficiencies and unfavorable power purchase agreement signed by the previous National Democratic Congress government. Speaking on Newsfile, Ahiagba criticized the NDC for entering into agreements that obligated the state to provide fuel to independent power producers without cost recovery mechanisms, a decision he labeled as sinful and economically damaging.
When it comes to the NDC, it is contractual and is politics, you see. I have not come to settle in my mind why we signed a power purchase agreement where we agree with people that would provide them fuel, okay, which is not to be recovered in terms of the pricing, and that all you would do as an IPP, come, bring your equipment, generate power for us, we'll provide the fuel for you, and they just bill us. I mean, I don't know who does that. It's sinful. In fact, if I remember, I think the World Bank commentary on this matter is to the extent that it's expensive and it's wrong to sign such power purchase agreement. That's the problem. Take away the inefficiencies of ECG and the rest of the matters that we've talked about. That is a problem.
Yeah, the World Bank did fault them. And when you came in 2016,
you had Richard Ahiagba, the Director of Communications for the opposition New Patriotic Party. Well, co-founder and executive partner of Arthur Energy Africa, engineer Harriet Emisa Arthur, who also spoke on Newsfile, says Ghana's recurring power sector crisis is as a result of long-standing inaction and poor accountability rather than solely financial constraints.
What we classify as a looming power crisis is not looming. It's been coming. It comes a day at a time. We consistently have not done what we needed to do, and that's why we're here today. Now, the debt is also increasing. There's a cumulative effect that occasionally we see as our power is going off tomorrow. Then that's when we panic and we begin to do stuff. I think that if you look at what has been happening over decades now, the problems we're facing with our power sector is a combination of inaction on our part as Ghanaians.
Meanwhile, economist Professor Gopher Bokping has called for urgent structural reforms and private sector participation to fix the energy crisis faced by the country.
But we should be able to invite private sector in the distribution of power and collection, which will also require the private sector to bring in capital and also bring in private sector efficiency in all of that. But on this current model, I don't think that it is sustainable. And I believe that there are structural reforms under the IMF supported program with respect to how ECG ought to be managed. And there are clear indicators that government has to meet as part of our ongoing IMF supported program. I know cabinet has to take a decision on ECG in terms of private sector participation. And I believe that government must communicate this clearly to Ghanaians.
Economist Professor Gopher Bokwen speaking on Newsfile earlier today. Now, President John Mahama has announced that under the Big Push Infrastructure Program, contractors will receive payments within 2 weeks of submitting their payment certificates. According to him, the Finance Minister, Dr. Kaisi Olatunfonsun, has given him that assurance. Speaking during his Upper West Thank You tour, he said no contractor will have the excuse that they have not been paid. The Big Push initiative targets massive investments in infrastructure projects across the country. Listen to the President.
Work will begin very soon. In a few months, you see contractors on all these roads because the money has been provided in the budget. This year, we set aside 14 billion Ghana cedis for the Big Push. Finance Minister has assured me that all the contractors will get 15% mobilization to be able to mobilize to site. And he has also assured me that any contractor on the Big Push projects who presents his certificate for payment will be paid within 2 weeks.
The president also revealed that a new expressway will be constructed to enable travelers to journey from Accra to Kumasi in just 2.5 hours instead of the current travel time. He said cabinet will soon approve projects under the Big Push initiative that prioritizes the dualization of the Accra Takoradi, Accra Kumasi, and Accra Aplau highways.
Cabinet will soon approve priority projects under the Big Push Infrastructural Program. Understandably, a significant number of these priority projects will be in the road sector. These works include the dualization of major highways, including the Accra-Kumasi, Accra-Takoradi, Accra-Aflawo roads. We'll also tackle major bridges, Daboya Bridge and Yape Bridges. We're also designing a new expressway between Accra and Kumasi.
And that was President John Mahama. Before we go, Ghanaian high life artist Dada Kweku Jia, popularly known as Dada KD, is reported dead. Dada KD's manager, Ken P, confirmed the news to myjawonline.com. According to him, the musician took ill on Friday, May 16, 2025, got inactive and couldn't talk. He was then rushed to Gbawe SDA Hospital, but unfortunately passed away Friday evening. Dada, before his death, was preparing for a show in London on the 25th of May. The highlife musician is known for songs such as Odomwe Nije that you can hear playing in the background. May his soul rest in peace. And that's the news here on Joy 99.7 FM, or news on our website, myjoyonline.com. Stay tuned. Sports Link with Nathaniel Atto coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.